Okay, so today is Daf Nun Gimel. We're on the top of Daf Nun Gimel, I believe. Second line, Pyro of Masna. So yesterday, towards the end of the day, we talked about the sale of real estate, the sale of karka. And only if the mocher, if the seller tells the kona, tells the buyer, Lake Chazek Vakani, go ahead and do a kinyan, but he's not in front of him, then the chazaka works even if it's done not in front of the mocher. If he doesn't say Gleich Hazek Kani, the only way the Chazaka would work, Chazaka here being an act of acquisition, would be in front of the Mocher. Now the Gemara asks, Boy Rav. Rav has the following question. So a guy who's going to be Mekabel Karka from his friend as a Matana. Matana. And now the Mekabel wants to make the Kinyan Chazaka and the Karka in order for it to be a Kinyan. And he wants to do it Shalom with Neabailam. Heyach, what's the din? Does he have to do, does the Nosein have to tell him Gleich Hazek Kani or not? The same din of the Mocher apply to karka, right? Rashbam says it's the second Rashbam after the first long one is Bayi Rava. Half price have a shmirle the katani befunav. Asha below befunav lo havi chazaka is what we said by mocher that if it's not befunav it's not a chazaka. Other amalei b'haji lech chazek kinei until the guy says the giver says the seller says lech chazek kinei. Because boyle Milema to Mechiri Mairi. I mean, that price just didn't say whether it was dealing with a Mechir or a Matana. But maybe that price is dealing specifically with a sale of Abba Matana, but in a gift. Mikavan Sha'omer Lo, once he says to him, Nasati Lo, Karka Zo, that I'm giving this to you, but Halach Vehichsik Shlobefanav, and he goes ahead and does the act of acquisition, Shlobefanav. Have a chazaka. Maybe that's a valid chazaka. The Alpha God do lower merely chazek for kini. The time will come and come on. We'll see in a moment what the reason is. Oh, diyom alo. Maybe you have to say le chazek for kini when you're giving a matana as well. So Amr Shmuel says, what's the kasha? What are you asking? Amle mighty boy le Abba. What is bothering Abba? Which is Rav's name. What is bothering Abba? Hashta. Let's look. Uma mecher. When it comes to a sale. The kayoyev lezuze, that in return I get money. When I make the sale, yes, that the klechazek kni is the method of acquisition. I'm getting paid for it. So there's no loss on my part. I'm the seller. Nevertheless, e amr le lechazek kni e lo lo. I had to say lechazek kni in order for the acquisition to be valid. So matana, when I am losing money, right? I don't get anything in return. Maybe I get the Nachas Ruach, but I don't get anything in return. Lo kol shekein, isn't that a kol shekein that you have to say lechazek kni in order for the karka to be transferred? That's what look at Rashbam says. Mighty boyli la'aba b'matanit femi mecher. Why is he asking more by matana than by mecher? Kavachomer, it's a kavachomer who the lo kani ada amr lechazek kni. Then he must say lechazek kni. Right, Rashbam says, "Umay mecher de kayov lezuzei lokeach lemocher hayom ulemocher lachas yachzik." The lokeach is going to get some money today or tomorrow after the chazaka. Shrei benaskein hu machzik. That's why there's a chazaka. They throw a dam lemocher or to pay him. Democher lo masid cave in the kabel kol adamim. He's getting value for the karka. He's getting some value in return. And nevertheless, we have to say lechazek uknei. So too over here, he must have to say lechazek uknei. So what was Rav Shaila? That's Shmuel's asking. So for Rav Sava, Rav says, Manda Yohiv Matana, Ba'ayin Yofi Yohiv. Rav says the idea is that when someone gives a matana, you give with a full heart, with ayin yofe, a good eye. I mean, we've seen that a lot of times. When you give a matana, there's a suffix of what you gave, you assume the larger amount. So also with matana, when I say I'm going to give you matana, there's a lot of goodwill there. So therefore, I don't need to say lechazek for kinyan because it's already assumed that you could go ahead and do the kinyan. So then the problem becomes: is what about Shmuel? Doesn't Shmuel also hold a vamocher no same b'ayin yafe? Why here does he not say? Why according to Shmuel, there's no kasha. Of course, he has to say lechazek for kinyan. Rav at least has the suffix. Maybe it's a kavachomer. Maybe it's no tinglo b'ayin yafe. Shmuel has no suffix, but why not? Doesn't he have the problem of mocher b'ayin yafe as well? Shmuel holds a mocher b'ayin yafe. So look at the Rashbam. So the Rashbam is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 lines in the middle size lines. Towards the left line it says Shmuel Nami. So it says Shmuel Nami the pshitale svirle hecha aminon v'ayin yafe nosein. He definitely holds the concept of nosein v'ayin yafe. Hani mili, but when does he say nosein v'ayin yafe? That's kagon la'achar shehichzik. That's after the chazaka took place, after you acquired v'niskaima hamatana. The matana is already established. So he'll only say nosein v'ayin yafe. Once the matana has been established, then what did you give? You gave an ayin yafa. But he doesn't use ayin yafa in order to create the matana. Right? Noticing by Anyaf, according to Shmuel, is only after the matana has already been given. Then we have to decide what was given. He was given the larger amount, the Ayin Yafa. But you don't use Ayin Yafa in order to affect the transfer of the matana. Therefore, he doesn't have the suffix over here. There's no Mochra Ayin Yafa. It doesn't apply here. Because this is just trying to use Mochra Ayin Yafa in order to affect the transaction. He only says Mochra Ayin Yafa in order to explain what the transaction was. Not to affect the transaction. Let's continue in the Rashbam. He says, "Shmuel, now the pshita is here. The hichla minim ayin yofa. Hani mikol laachar shehichzik v'neskayim hamatana. Who darmin the ayin yofa nosin lo mikol v'kol shelo shir lasa matana zo darmin la'el." But if you go down, aval kol zman dimisafka lon igamra lehiklos hamatana lo. So long as we have a suffix as to whether or not the matana was effectuated or not, then the misafik ain lan alomer shenosin a shelo b'matana. We don't say he definitely gave him a present until he says lechazek v'kni. But once he gives him the present, then we use the idea of no mocher of nosin ma'in yafa.
I'm confused with something. No matter if it's given as a present or a sale,
right?
The person who gets it,
right?
Unless he does a chazak of some sort,
right?
It's not his anyway.
Correct.
What's the difference? What's the reason? Doesn't make it
no, because you're missing the first step. You need lechazek v'kni. If I'm going to make the kinyan not in front of you, I have to have lechazek v'kni. That shows the gemir sadas.
No.
Without the gemir sadas, there's no the kinyan. I can't just walk onto your property and dig, and all of a sudden it's mine. It's yours. In order for it to do, I have to make a kinyan, but the kinyan has to express.
Right, but the word itself doesn't do anything. We don't believe in words.
Right, but if you don't say lechazek kni, then that nice kinyan you do is ineffectuate, not effective. So do you need that lechazek kni in order to create an effective kinyan even by matana? That's a Rav's kasha. Shmuel says no. It's a kav v'chomer. Of course you do, because the guy's not getting anything back in return. You need gemir sadas. But then Rav says, no, it's Mocher Ayin Yafa, that Mocher Ayin Yafa already creates the Gemir Sadas. And Shmuel says, no, Mocher Ayin Yafa only applies once the kinyan has been chal, and now you're determining what was given. But that to determine that something was actually given, you don't say Mocher Ayin Yafa. Rav says that maybe no. Maybe Mocher Ayin Yafa encapsulates the entire Mechira process. Anything that's involved in an entire Matana process. Anytime you give him Matana, we view it as Ayin Yafa, and that would imply the Gemir Sadas. That's the Machlokas, whether Yochav Ayin Yafa even comes into the equation here. Okay. Next, Gemara goes back to the Bryce that said...
Isn't that original Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer?
I don't know.
That it's only depending on how much he gives him as the whole thing? Not if he gives him?
Well, that's what Shmuel says, that Mocher Ayin Yafa or not. That's the Gemara. I think we said that 2 days ago, not the Nalef of Beis. But Rav says is Mesupik, and maybe that applies even to create the Matana. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to the Bryce, and the Bryce said that's Nal Gado Parat. So the Gemara, in the Bryce, in order to be Kone the Karka, yet it says Nal Gado Parat Kol Shehu, which we thought to mean any amount. Question is, become a kolshehu. What is kolshehu? What is that amount? So, kid Shmuel, it's like Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Gadar Geder, if he makes a fence, right, v'hishlimu la'asara, and now he made it up to 10 tefachim. I guess it was a 9 tefach fence, and he finished the fence and makes a 10 tefachim. V'paritz pirtza, or there was, he opened it, made a hole, and he widened it, right? Kadeshi Kanisu Yetzib Arayz HaChazaka. He widened enough that people can come in and out. That is the Chazaka. The items that you do as Nagado Parts is you have to do the Chazaka here as a demonstration of violence. You do something that demonstrates that you're the owner of the field. So what demonstrates you're the owner of the field? Either I create something that now prohibits anyone from coming in, or now I just create something that allows anyone to come in. The only person who's going to do that is the owner. That's in the purview of the owner.
So you have to change the character.
Right, because that demonstrates ownership.
Plowing is not part of that.
Well, null gadar, but plowing is also. This is, we'll see in a minute. But hi gadar, hey chidami. So making this fence, what's the case? If you say before I put on this extra tefach of the fence, even before that, people cannot come in and out, cannot breach the fence and come into the field. And now too, they can't go over the fence. They can't climb over it. So, my Eva, what did he do? there was no demonstration of violence, so he didn't do anything extra because
he didn't improve the
first. He didn't do anything. It was already you couldn't breach the fence. Already the wall was high enough. Now we made the wall higher. Big deal. You still can't come in. They couldn't come in before. So Ella, what's be the case? Then Mikara Habasalkile. Originally they could come in. Vahashta Lo Salkile. And now they can't come in. So then Tuva of it. Originally they could climb the fence. Now they can't come to climb the fence. Well, that's a big maisa. We just said it's kolshehu. That's not a kolshehu. That's a big change. Before people could come in, now people can't come in. That's not kolshehu. That's a lot. That's a big change. Gemara says Lo Tzricha. The case is Demikaro Habisalkile Beravcha. Before it was very easy for them to get in, now it's more difficult for them to get in. They still can come in, but with more difficulty. So he did something, apparently, that demonstrates his bias, but a small thing that demonstrates his bias, because what he does is he makes it more difficult for people to climb in.
Which one of the previous answers?
Because the Gemara, the Raisa says, no God departs kol shehu. And here, this is what he's doing here, the Gemara is saying this is a Maisa Tufa, this is not kol shehu, this is more than kol shehu. Right, so the Gemara asks the same question by Pirtza. The Gemara says, "Hi Pirtza," when he opens the hole, right? Hey Chidami, what's the case? If before that there was a hole and people could come in, could get through, Vahashta Nami Ailbe, and now they can still get through my oven. What do you do? Big deal. But Ella Demikara Lo Hava Ailbe. Must be that originally they couldn't come through, right? Vahashta, now he widened the hole, they can get through. Again, Tuva Avod, that's not Kol Shul, that's a big deal. He now made a hole that allows people to come in. Again, Lo Tzricha Demikara Hava Ailei B'Duchaka. Originally, they could cut through with difficulty, right? V'Hashta Ailei B'Ravcha. Now they can get through with ease. They can get through with ease. So that's a Maisa that demonstrates Bailus, but it's not too big of a Maisa to be more than a Kol Shehu. So look at Rashbam. Rashbam says V'Hashta Ka'Ailei B'Ravcha. Right? That's he talking about. Right? Ka'Ailei B'Ravcha. The porta ahani, the small amount makes it good. Velo by the truth say to me karlo aili klal, bahash aili bedochak. The tuva of the shavu pesach. You can't say that. In other words, you can't say that originally was the mekarlo aili klal. We just saying that originally can come in a little bit and then can come in more. Why can't you say that originally couldn't come in at all and now it can come in with dochak? It's also that small measure of increase. He says, but the small measure from 0 to 1 is considered a bigger deal than from 1 to 2, because then you're creating the access. Right? To widen the access is one thing. To create an access is something else. He says, what about, now the Gemara skipped it. The Gemara just gave us an example of Gadar or Paris. It never mentioned Na'al, about locking. What's the story with locking? So the Rashbam says, V'gabe Na'al kol shehu, ika l'prushe ki ha'gavna, but not locking also, you can explain it this, Shestam Pesach, Stima kolshu demikara alei ravkash lebedoka. He says also, I guess null is the same thing, that a stam pesach is closed, that you can get through easily, and by locking it, as long as you lock it, now it's more difficult to get in. Inami, or you can say, shekava manul badelas linolbo. He put a lock on the door. Dahainu binyan. He puts a lock on the door. Aval sagar is adelas, but just closing the door. Just closing the door and putting a key, and locking it with the key. Again, here we're talking about nixkei because there's no that's not going to be sufficient. That's what you're supposed to do. All you're doing is preventing any people from going into your friend's field. That's like protecting the field from a lion, which is everyone's allowed. Everyone has to do that. You have to prevent your person from losing. So if there's already a pre-existing door with a pre-existing lock, and you just take the key and lock the door, take the key and lock it up, that's not going to be considered a kinyan according to the Rashbam. The Rashbam then asks, "I went about halacha lemaisa now, but af agav the gabi skrius batim. I mean, the psachim shem moslem avteichos havi chazaka, havi becheska socher. We have the hosafik about who's mechuyev to do bedika." We say whoever has the key. So why over there that, and over there we said also that giving over the key is enough to create a kinyan. So why can't the key here also create the kinyan? So he says, "Hani mili b'mocher maskel chaver." That's only if there's a mocher and a maskir. Giving over the key does. But in our case, it's nixei ager where there's no makne. Remember, it's just hefker, and you got to go in to do something. Mi maslam atecha sheyikne. Who does any? Who gave you the key? Rather, hilchach tzarach binyan kolshu. That's why you have to do some sort of binyan. You have to do some sort of contracting work on the field. We have to build the door as opposed to just locking the door. The Ri and Tosfos points out, though, that it's not a good comparison. The reason why over there, but most of giving the key over there by the case of Bedikas Chametz, it's nothing to do with ownership. It just has to do with access. whoever has access to the chametz is the one who's mechuyev to do bedikas to bedikas chametz. We see here, according to Rashbam, just locking an existing door is not enough to create the kinyan, unless someone's given you the key. If no one's given you the key, it's not enough to create the kinyan. Okay, back in the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi says the name Rav Yochanan. Nasan Sror, if you put a pebble or some clot of dirt into a hole in the field, the hoil, and it works, see what that means? Then, or Natal Sror, or you removed a pebble, right? The hoil, and it works. Harezo Chazaka, that's a Chazaka. The Rashbam points out again, this is all dealing with Nitzei Agar. I should have said that earlier. We'll see in a moment. He says, patience. He says, this is all by Nitzei Hager, because Nitzei Hager, again, it's Hefger, no Yorshim on the Ger. You can want to go in and make the Kinyan, first come, first serve in the Kinyan. So what have you done to create the Kinyan? So here it says, if you placed a pebble or a clot of dirt, and it works, or you removed a pebble and a clot of dirt, and it works, so that's the Kinyan. Or it says, my Nosan Umay Nata. What does it mean that you put the pebble down, you took a pebble away? What have you done? Ilema, if you say, Natan Tzror, V'sachar Mayimineh, you put a pebble, a stone, reminds me of the little Dutch boy, you put a stone into the wall to prevent the water from coming in, right? Therefore, you prevented the water from coming in, right? Rashi says, Ilema, Rashi says, Ilema Natan Tzror, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 10 lines at the bottom.
You're like a little dam?
Right. Ilema Natan Tzror, V'sachar Mayah, Ra'anar Shotef, the road to the car is naked. There's a flow of water that wants to come in through this hole. This guy came, and he stopped up the hole with this pebble. And therefore he prevents the water from coming into the field. That it won't flood the field. So that's what it means, Natan Tzror. And Natal Tzror means to remove it is va'afak mayimine, meaning there was water piling up. Right, there's water piling up in the field, and it's gonna. So he opens up a hole. He cleans out the drains in order to allow the water to flow out, so it doesn't flood the field. Where Rashbam says,
"What if I cause the field to be flooded?"
No, he removes the water. There's water in the field.
If he moves the stone, the water would flood.
The water's in the field, and he takes the stone way out of the wall. So he drains it. Right, he drains it. So then that's not going to be the kinyan. Why? Because hi mavriya harim and chaveruhu. That's just preventing damage to your friend's field. That's mavriya chari, right? That Rashbam says ha mavriya chari ha lamazed dom and lameishiv aveda. That's like returning a lost object. The field's gonna be ruined. You're returning it. The chol Yisrael mitzuvin lahatzil mamon chaverim in hezek. Everyone is obligated to prevent damage from happening to their friend's field. The ain kari chazaka. It's not gonna call the chazaka. It's not gonna call an act of acquisition. Ella dumyo de gader uparats, has to be gader uparats, sha'asibo binyon, or koltikon at sarich lulosode, go mashkemayim, or zomer, or zoreya, or chorus, like you mentioned before. If you do something, you have to demonstrate ownership. By just preventing damage to the field, it's not a demonstration of ownership, because everyone's obligated to prevent damage to everyone else's field. So Ella, so what's the case? The case is, Natan Tzror at Summer Lomaya, it's the opposite case. Or Natan Tzror Avach Lomaya. Either you plugged up a hole to allow the water to stay, there's water flowing out, and therefore you plug up the hole to keep it there, because then you shows that you're feeding the field, right? Or Natal Tzror, there's water on the outside, and you remove the stone and allow the water to come in. Again, now you're feeding the field, that's a chazaka, because you are now feeding, or you're drinking the field, you're providing, that's a demonstration of ownership. You're watering, you're irrigating the field. That's a demonstration of ownership. To prevent damage is not a demonstration of ownership. But to water the field is a demonstration of ownership. That would be a chazaka.
I mean, you see people building sandbags so the water doesn't overflow. I mean, that's...
Okay, that's preventing damage. Right. People always go ahead and help other people do that.
I understand that. So you're saying preventing damage is not considered a...
It's not a demonstration of ownership to create a chazaka, to create bailos. Correct.
When
he
to do that?
Like,
what?
When he to, it's a different sugya, but if you see damage happening to your friends, no, it's Vehesha Vaveda Shir Gazal. You have to prevent it. Not Vehesha Vaveda, Vehesha Vaveda. You have to return to the Aveda. But Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. So now we're going to test the limits. We have this principle you have to do an act of acquisition to a field. Now, with the typical Gemara, they have this principle, and we're going to test that principle with other interesting cases. So Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. Shtei Sados. Again, Rashbam points out it's Nichsei Hager. He has two fields, right? Umetzer echad beinehem, and there's a border, either a fence or some sort of ravine or a divot between that separates the two, right? So it's clearly two separate fields. So hichzik beachas mehen, if I want to be koneh now this next day again, and I do a chazaka on one of them, then kana, I was koneh that one field. I don't have to do it on both. I can koneh one by doing it in one. But let's say I do that chazaka, liknos osa ve'eschar varta. I have an intent to, Rashbam points out, kishemachzik ba'achas, niskavim liknos v'chazaka zo ve'eshtehem. I want to be koneh both by doing the chazaka in one field. We say no, osa kana chaver talo kana. He only koneh the field that he did the ma'isa chazaka on, not the other one. That getter, that border, that barrier prevents him from making the kinyon on the other one until he goes in there. Now, let's say he makes the kinyon liknos eschar varta. If he makes the kinyon with the intent, Likna is chaverta to be koneh. He makes the kinyan on field A with the intent to koneh field B. Af oso lo koneh. Then he doesn't even koneh field A because he had no intent. There was no ma'isa kinyan. There was no gemir sadas for field A. He accomplishes nothing. You know, he has to do the kinyan in the field that he wants to be koneh. If he does the kinyan in the field he wants to be koneh, he's koneh. Kinyan field A to koneh A and B is koneh A, not B. Kinyan field A to koneh kinyan B, he's not even koneh kinyan, not even koneh field A because he didn't do a ma'isa kinyan on field A. Right, the ma'isa kinyan is not just the ma'isa, you also have the das. You have to have the right proper intent. Okay, so Bai Rabbi Zera. Let's read this Rashbam, important Rashbam. Okay, it says Osa Kana Levada. That's if you did the kinyan on A for the intent of A and B. So Osa Kana Levada Val Chaverta Lo Kana De Meitzer Mafsik. Because it's two separate fields. Right, it's a Meitzer Mafsik. Right, the Amar Ravatz Bachanina Shmeit LeKaman HaMeitzer V'Chotzer Mafsik Minuxegir. The Meitzer is a border and it creates two separate fields in order to accomplish both, to acquire both, you have to do a kinyan on both. He says V'Dafka Nichsei Hager. It's only specifically in Nichsei Hager De Mimela Kani, because you're being koneh at Mimela. You're coming from Hefke. There's no saying here. No one's giving it to you. Hilchach Eba Koach Liknos Ela Osa Sada Hichshikba. Therefore, you have no power, you have no authority to be koneh the field unless we did a chazaka in that field. Aval b'mecher, but by a sale, where somebody else is selling it to me, the case we saw at the end of Bava Kama, what happens if someone's selling me 10 fields? If I do a kinyan on one field, I get all 10 fields, provided I give him the money. I get all 10 fields. There it's different. B'mecher, modi Rabbi Yochanan, shim ichzik pa'achas me'en kanakula. And you kone all of it. Kedi amrina b'perek rishon b'Bava Kama, or the kama b'mochor sabayis, amar shmul, machlo yutzodos, if I sell you 10 fields, b'esam redinos, in 10 different countries, hirsik ba'achas me'en kanakula. If he's machzik in one of them, he's kanakula. B'tani b'hedjik, if I say the shmul perakam kedushin, and we have expressive price in kedushin, and with farish tama, we said before, and Yoni didn't like it then, the sadna da'ar rechadu, because all land is connected. Underneath, all land is connected. It's one ground. Okay, Tamar Harshan Bebrayson, the Gemara says plays over there, but Tamar Murim, what's that saying, talking about? Shekana kulon, shenosan alokeach lemocher demei kulon. That he gave the money. Demei kulon, ishtabu leilu lekoach, mishrima osav. Avalonas lo dami kulon, lo kana ele kenegem osav. If you didn't give him all the money, then you only acquire that which you did the chazak on, connect value of the money. Behilkach, gabi nixay ager nami, telekem atamos. But in nixay ager over here, there is no giving over of money. So lokani elahi sod the asikba. So you only would get the kinyan on the field that you actually did a chazak on. So again, there's two fields of a ger split down the middle by a border. You do the kinyan on field A, you get with the intent for field A, you get field A. Field A, kinyan on field A with the intent for A and B, you only get field A. Kinyan on field A just to get field B alone, not field A, you don't get anything. So now, by
your son inheriting his father's fields.
No, that's inherent. That's a right. That's the kinyon over there. We're talking about nichsei ager here.
Right.
So you have to do something.
I'm
assuming so. I don't know. It's not. I don't know what the Gemara. It's not here. So boy, Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera asked the question. Hichzik ba'achas mehen, right? Liknos osa the es hametzar the es chaverta moho. Let's say I was koneh the field. I did a kinyon on the field the nichsei ager, and my intent is to be koneh the field, the border, and then the other field. What's the din? Basically, he was saying, is the border an overlap onto both fields? So if I do a kinyan on field A with the intent to koneh not only field A, but the border fence, which I guess is also on field A, and the border fence, if I'm koneh the border fence, it's also on field B, so then I'm koneh field B as well. So maybe that intent can shoot across the board.
But doesn't the border divide?
But the border divides, but it's on both sides. It's saying, is the border part of both fields? That's exactly the question. He's right. Look at the Rashbam. Boy, Rav Zera, hechzer be'achrim liknos osav esametzer. Milei mahayd le Rav Yochanan lo kana chaverta bechaz kasad idach. Haynu mishum shalom eskav lahachzer be'metzer. Maybe the reason why he didn't work for Rav Yochanan is he didn't have kavana to be kona the metzer. Bekeved shu mafzik, since it separates lo tovi lechazak lesad acher she'en mechubrala. It won't work if it won't work from one field to be kona another field because it's not contiguous because there's a separation. Aval hacha, but here. Now I want to be calling even the border with the next field. My, mi amrina. Do we say hi meitzer to hi arash hizik bohu? Maybe the meitzer belongs to both fields. So maybe by saying that I'm calling the meitzer, it will now spread and call the other field as well. The kana gam ha meitzer that the hi arash al meitzer sheni gam hu v'yiknos gam osa. Maybe by including the meitzer, you have now included the other field. Oh, Dilma, or do you say, like Yoni said, Hai Lechudekai, Hai Lechudekai? No, the matrix is viewed just simply as a division. It's not part of either property. So this one stands alone, and this one stands alone. Mar says, Teku. Doesn't have an answer to the question. Next, Shaila. Boi Rebbe Elazar. Hichzik b'meitzar likno shtehen. What if I actually said, okay, I'm going to do the maisa chazaka on the maitzar itself? You're thinking the maitzar maybe as a fence. Maybe the maitzar is not a fence. Maybe the field goes like this. The maitzar is like a rivet or a ravine right down the two. That's a natural border. So I do a maisa kinyan on the maitzar. Does that work to be kona both of them? Because the maitzar serves, maybe the maitzar serves both of them. So mahu, mi amrinan, do we say, ha maitzar afsra da'ara? That the Meitzar, this border, is the Afsar. I think that means like the reins. It's like the reins of the horse. It's Afsar the Arahu. The Meitzar protects both fields. So if I do, it serves both fields. So therefore, if I do a Kinyan on that thing, maybe I'm now Kona both fields. It's Afsar the Arah. Right, Rashbam says the first wide line. Hichzik be Meitzar. The Rafik be Porto. You did a little digging over there. Likno Shteim. Hasados mikam rakan. We call it both fields in either side. Mahu, what Rashbam says, the im timtzei lomar. If you will say that hichzik b'sade lo kana b'meitzer, if you do a kinyan on the sade, that doesn't kona the field. Maybe you'll say hasam ha'detayim she'ena meitzer tzarach min hasade then zok l'klal. The meitzer doesn't need the sade. It's the other way around. The sade needs the meitzer. Aval ha'meitzer mishubar lo sade l'shomro k'mosha afsar mishamar sabahema. It's like the reins of the animal. The border is the reins of the property because it protects you. It protects the property. So the Gemara says maybe you say that. Oh, Dilma, no. They're separate properties. There's the field. There's the meitzer. There's the other field. If they're separate properties, by doing a kinyan on one property, even if you have the intent to be koneh another property, doesn't work here by Dixi Agar because there's no nosing. You have to do a maisim chazaka on each individual piece of property. So how do you view the meitzer over here?
Okay, but if he takes two properties that have, let's say, that little ravine in the center,
right?
He puts a fence in that ravine. And it splits both fields.
Was there a border? Why? That's a question. Was there a border there or not?
No, it's a natural.
Are they viewed as if they were they two separate fields to start or not?
Yes.
Then you have to according to the second side, it will work.
How about it now works from both fields.
But what'd you do?
Put up a fence.
There wasn't Meitzer already.
It was a natural
there already.
And but you're doing
so that's a different case. And that's a different case. If you did something that works on both fields, that's one thing. Here, right. What did I do? I just dug in the Meitzer.
I understand that.
So your case is not mentioned here. I don't know. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Okay, similar case now. Shnei batim zeh lifnei mizeh. There are two houses. There's an inner house and an outer house. So you have to keep in mind, an inner house and an outer house. The outer house has no need for the inner house. But the inner house needs the outer house because it can't get to the inner house unless it walks through the outer house. So Shnei, again, we're talking about Nichse Hager, so therefore you're being Kone from Hefker. So you have to do a Maise Chazaka on each separate, distinct piece of property. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Shnei Batim, we have two houses.
All the other questions, they mix notation that it's a Ger. This one he doesn't.
Rashbam does. Okay. So, right, Rashbam says... Well, does he or not? Well, it's the same. Oh, Rashbam doesn't either.
No. Yeah, that's why I'm surprised.
Zelifni mizeh. So why does he say here, Nichse Hager?
He didn't say
it
in the previous case.
No.
It's just a new case.
Nichse Hager.
All cases of
Hager. So let's see. Let's try to read it both ways. I think maybe it can work also. No, I think it has to be Nichse Hager. Because you're talking about one Meiser being covered. Okay. Hichzik. Oh, the Masifta says it's Hager. Shnei batim shal ger shemiz shahayu zelifni mizah. He says a ger, but he doesn't quote anybody. Okay, we're going to go with that, right? But that's the rule. Artskol masifto. Sorry, Sansino masifto. We're going to paskin. I don't know. Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avuah, Shnei batim zelifni mizah. Hichzik v'chitzon diknosof. If I did a ma'aseh chazak on the outer house with intent to be calling the outer house, kano, I was calling the outer house, not the outhouse, the outer house. Now, liknos osov es hapnimi. If I do a ma'aseh kinyan on the outside house with the intent to be calling the outside house and the inside house, chitzon kana, he was calling the outside house, but pnimi lo kana, but the inside house, he was not kana. Now, liknos es hapnimi, if he does a ma'aseh chazak on the outside house for the intent only of the inside house, then afa chitz no kana. He's not calling anything, he's not even calling the outside house. Now, what about the other way around? Hichzik bipnimi liknoso. If he does a ma'aseh chazak on the inside house with the intent to be calling the inside house, kano, he's calling the inside house. Liknos oso v'es hachitzon. If he does a ma'aseh kinyan on the inside house with the intent for the inside house and the outside house, here we say he's calling both of them. But if he does the intent on the inside house only for the outside house, like Nosos Chitzon, Apnim Lokana. But the difference over here is that if he does a Maisa on the inside house with the intent for the inside and the outside, then he's Kona. Why? Because the inside house is dependent on it's dependent on the outside house, right? Rashbam says. I want to read and respond. I can't find it now. It may not be there. No?
Since the owner...
Yeah, I know. I want to see it in the response. I don't want to see it in the art scroll or in the Sansino. If he says something.
That's not me,
Piyosh. Okay. I mean, the idea with the logic we have it, though, is because if the inside house is... If you make a kingdom on the inside house for itself and the outside house, it's going to work because... The outside house is needed for the inside house. If I make a kinyan on both, I'm taking something that I'm making a ma'aseh kinyan on both things that I need, on both objects. So that's why it would work. Okay, next. Amar, this is interesting. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua, Habone Pilatorin B'gedolim B'nechzei Ager. Here, Rav Nachman's quoting, says specifically, talking about Nechzei Ager. I build a big mansion on the Nechzei Ager. Right, uba acher behemid lahen delasos. I build a mansion, someone else comes and puts the doors on it. Right, so then kona, the second guy is kona. The guy who puts up the doors is kona. I spent all the time building the mansion, but the guy who puts on the doors is kona. My taima, what's the reason? Kama, the first guy, Gemara says, livne ba'alma hu da'apich. All he's doing is stacking bricks. It's not enough of a ma'aseh kinyan. What's going on? Okay, Rashbam says. Kama livne ba'amahu da'afich. The Rashbam, it's right smack in the middle, it's right about 10, 12 lines where they get wide. He says, Hafach livneim ba'alma v'zirn zelze. He just took bricks, stam, and he put them one on top of the other. Dekolzman shelo hemid lasos ma'kavid. If he didn't put the doors on, what did he do? It's still, anyone can get in. There's no bailus now on that karka, because anyone can get in. Because me'ikara aili b'rafcha, before everyone could come into the property, now everyone can still come into the property. It's not starting the building that's important. It's finishing the building that's what's important. It's important enough to make a kinyan. It's not, like we have in our Mishnah, it says, what is gadar? Hainu ha'amadlos blotos, putting up doors. But building, it doesn't right. You have to put up the doors. So if you don't put up the doors, you didn't do anything yet. So Tosfos says...
It's not kosher. You build a mansion without the doors. It's not kosher.
It doesn't matter, but you didn't do anything according to Rashbam, to prevent access. Now I think, and what you're saying is, well what bigger ma'aseh bailus do you have than construction on the property? I hear you. Tosfos...
It's not finished.
It's not. Right.
Foundation and this and
you put
that.
Up the whole building?
Right. So Toso says, what about different thing? He says, what about when you build, you dig a little bit? And we said Rafa Kaporta was enough. You dig. Right, so Toso says, Lidli Ba'amu Afik. The Avogav, the Rafik Baporta, Kishabana Yisod, even though you have to dig when you build the foundation, Lo Mahani Midi, digging doesn't work. Elibit Karka Omer the Harisha. Only if it's for karka, it's for plowing. Because then it's beneficial for the karka. You do something that benefits the karka. Digging to put foundation doesn't benefit the karka. It benefits the building.
Didn't we say before that the digging for the
No, it does. We saw in the Rashbam, it does. Digging does. It's a maisa. Rafa Paporta is definitely a kinyan. But it has to be for purposes of Harisha. Here the Tosa is saying is that the digging is not for purposes of Harisha, because this is digging for purposes of foundation. He says, Velo dummy, and it's not similar. What about the case of the Motze Plutrin Benuyin, we'll see in a moment, where we find built houses, Visalbahan Siyud Echad, and you just finished, you know, put some plaster on it or something like that, the kani, that you're kone, because Hashka Mashbiachu Benixe Hager, because there you're Mashbiach. You're increasing the value of the Nixay Ager, the Hainu Plotrin, which is the houses. Avalhacha, Mahi Nixay Ager. What's the Nixay Ager over here? Here, the Nixay Ager is the Karka. Vihi lo nishtabcha. You haven't increased the value of the Karka yet. She'ein roi ledursham calls marchein dlatos, because you can't live there without the doors. So until the doors come in, you haven't increased the value. Vihim tomra, but you say, what are you talking about? I did increase the value. Hayish bagag, there's a roof. The royally kanes babichamit b'neyachamuk, shamri kishamuk. You can use this as protection. You can go, it's like a protection from the rain or from the heat. You need a deer's kava for some reason, Tosos points out. And Adaraba Kukula, you have destroyed the karka. Before this area we could plant. Now you can't plant. But Tosos is going through all these ways, but basically, Gemara is saying, you build it, that's fine. But you don't get a kinyan until you finish the building, until it's now Roy Ladira, which is only Roy Ladira with a roof and with doors. The doors are the key. So the guy who puts on the doors, he'll get the kinyan. Now, would he have to pay him for the amount of what he laid out to build the house? Don't know, possibly. But it's not the Gemara's...
Can I come to a property and take away two stones and widen the opening?
Nixe Ager.
I did something.
Yeah. That's a comment. You widened it, and now you did a Maisa Bailas, because now people can come in. Right. So you did a Maisa Bailas.
But I hired Mati, he builds a whole thing, and then he goes on vacation for a week, goes skiing, and the guy puts on the door, and he's Kona?
Yeah, because he did the Maisa Bailas, because you did, by leaving the doors open, you haven't done any improvements onto the property.
It's like
because before everyone could go to the property, now everyone can still go onto the property.
It's like a market.
Basically. Okay. So Abba Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Lazar, similar, different case. Hamotzi Plotim Nixay Ager. The Ager had these big houses on his property. Visad Behen Siyud Echad, and you plastered one wall. Oh, Kiyor Echad, or you drew some sort of drawing on one of the walls. Kinon. Then you made the Kinyan. Why? Because you were Mashbiach. You improved the value. Vikama, and how much do you have to, how much Sid do you have to put on? So Amar Rav Yosef, or how big of the drawing? Amar Rav Yosef. Amma, it's to be one Amma by one Amma, and Mul HaPesach, opposite the Pesach, because that's considered a Maisa Chashuv. If you do it opposite the door, because everyone can see it, that's a Maisa Chashuv that creates the Kinyan. Okay, Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram says, Hai Milsa, what's Hai Milsa? What we just said before, which I think is Rav Sheshes, right? Hai Milsa, Rashbam says, Dikaman Amar Lam Rav Sheshes Midaito. Rav Sheshes is about to get supposed to say something. So, Hai Milsa Amar Lam Rav Sheshes. These words that Rav Sheshes said to us, V'anhiru Eina Mimas Nisan. And he opened up, he said these words independently, and then he opened up our eyes by quoting a Brisa as proof to what he said, which is as follows. What did he say? Hamatzia Matzaos Benichse Hager Kana. If you lay down, if you put down, like, blankets or cots, right, on the Nixay Hager, and then you lie down on the field, you're Kona. You're Kona the Karka then, I guess. You put it down because you used the Karka. You're Kona, right? Rashbam says, but you evidence Bailas. That's the idea of evidencing Bailas. It's not a question of change. How much here? Hey, Tzia Matzos, Rashbam says, the Shachav Sham Alakarka Benixay Hager Kona. The Alpha Gav, even over here, Delo Hainu no Godo Parats, you didn't lock, you didn't dig, you didn't open a fence. Shelo Tikun Shum Tikun Bakarka, you didn't do anything. Ela Shenene Gufo Mikarka, you got benefit. You used the karka for your own personal benefit. Shamashto Akarka, Hale Chazaka. That's also going to be a Chazaka. You got personal benefit, exercise violence. That's also a show of ownership. And he says, Vanhiro Einan, and he opened up our eyes from Brisa, Mimas Nisa. Mahi, what's that Brisa? Titania, we have the following Brisa. Ketzad b'chazaka. How can you call an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani, with a chazaka? So, na'olo minalo, the Eved ties your shoe. O hitir unties your shoe. Or hitilo minalo. O shaholi kelov achro besamerchats. He carries your bundle to the bathhouse. V'hivshito, or he took off your clothing. V'hirchitzo, or he washed you. Or socho, he anointed you with oil. Gerero, or if he dragged something, I think. The opposite, hilbisho, he got you dressed. Oh, scape the screen off of the scabs. Okay. The hilbisho, the hinilo, or he put on the shoes, the higbio, and lifted kano. So lifted is over here. The question is, who's lifting who? That's the question. That's a kinyan. That's a kinyan. So Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon then says, cryptic words in the Braisa, lo tia chazaka gedola me hagba. A chazaka should not be greater than hagba, shor hagba koni lecha makam. Hagba is a very strong kinyan, then even in Rishus HaMocher, hagba works. So what's going on? What was just said about hagba? Where did it come? So Mike Amar, Amar says, Hak Amar, this is what was said. If Tana Kama said, everything else is, you know, just their aga, the whole point over here is higbio. So he was he lifted him. Who lifted who? So basically, Hakik Amar, the Tana Kama says, higbio l'rabo. If the Eved picks up the master, kana'o, then that's a kinyan. Because he's servicing the master. He puts him on the piggyback ride, he's servicing him. So that's a kinyan. Like everything else, like tying a shoe, washing him, scraping him, that's all servicing the master, it gets a kinyan. But higbio rabo lo, but if the master picks up the Eved, right, picks up the Eved, and he wants to do a kinyan hagba on the Eved, so lo kinoho. That's not, he's not kona him. He's not kona him. Why? Because hagba is a kinyan only for metaltalin. It's not a kinyan for an Eved. So therefore hagba won't work. Then comes Rav Shimon, Amar Rav Shimon, lo tiye chazaka gedola me hagba. The chazaka of usage, of putting on the shoe or dressing him, that should not be greater than Hagbah. Hagbah is the biggest kinyan around there, because Hagbah even has the power to work in Rishus HaMocher. So Hagbah will certainly work over here. It even works over here. That's what Rav Shimon says. So what is this? What? Right. So but Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says that Hagbah will also work if you have something whereby tying a shoe, just doing a kinyan, will work. Hagbah also going to certainly work.
But you can't have a blanket statement like that. Hagbah will work on a sheep, but it won't work on an ox.
Hagbah will work on a sheep, and it won't work on maybe over here. But he's saying it works on an Evet. But if you just use the sheep, it doesn't work either. His Kabbal Chomer doesn't apply there. Just use the ox.
Correct.
So, but here, Chazaka does work. But here, does that make a blanket statement? He's saying over here that if you have a case where Chazaka tying someone's shoe is enough to create the kinyan, so too if he lifts you, lifting him will also create the kinyan. Because you're not going to have Chazaka stronger than Hagba. If you don't have Chazaka working, then you don't have the Kabbal Chomer.
I'm not saying Chazaka working. I'm just saying that everyone works with specific to whatever that is.
Right, so he's saying specific to an Eved, lifting would work.
Why wouldn't
the derech of using an Eved is lifting? The derech of using an Eved is Eved's put your shoes on.
Right, but Rav Shimon holds, in this case, that using it, Hagbah is a stronger kinyan because it's Bechol Makom, and therefore, Rav Shimon holds it, if Chazaka will work, Hagbah will work.
Why would Mashiach be stronger?
Why would what?
Why would Mashiach?
Because Mashiach doesn't work with Rishus Mocher. Mashiach means you pull it out of the Rishus of the Mocher.
But it's easier to do Mashiach.
But it doesn't work all across the board.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's not for that.
Hagbah works in any Rishus. Right? Let's look at the Rashbam. Right? Higbiya Abdul Rabo. Kigon Shahayat Sarich Lahagbah Zo. He needs it. Okay, no, so that's fine. Higbiya Rabo Lo Lo Kana. Rashbam says, the third last line. Gelo Shayach Hagbah Kim Metalkali. Like Mati says, Shayin Derech Lagbi Bin Adam. It's not typical to lift Adam. Comes Rav Shimon says, Lo, Lo Te Chazaka, the Chazaka of Hinil Hilbish Hirchot Hishis, Gedolim Hagbah Rav Le Eved. Bekana Rav Le Egbed. Sharei Hagbah Chamurahi. Hagbah is the strongest Kenyan. The Kahona Afil Bashus Mocher, Masha ain't came to Mashiach Masira. Mashiach Masira do not. The Gam Kone Bashus Harabim Ubisimta. It requires anywhere. So it's the strongest thing. So if Chazaka works, Rav Shimon's going to hold that Hagbah works. Chacham disagree. They hold like, they disagree. Aye. So how is this Meir Enai, from Rav Shesha says, if you get benefit from the Karka, you become it. You see over here. If you get benefit, if the slave does something that benefits you, I think that's what he's saying. If it does something that benefits you, that's considered a kinyan. So too, if the karka does something that benefits you, you get the kinyan. So if I put down mats on the karka, and I lie down on the mat, then it benefits you. But what happens if I just lie down on the karka? Why not?
I haven't done anything.
But I got benefit.
That's the action.
No, maybe you just protest.
Lying down is not an action.
But here I'm lying down. Like, I
put the mats down to lie down on top of it.
Tosos asked that, gives a similar answer, I think, that you're saying. He says, Tosos says, Avdafka hitziya, only if you laid out the cots or the mats. Aval halach bevayis, if you just walked into the house, o shachav, you just lie down, lo kana. Vafilo matzah mitos mutzos, o shachav, even if you found made beds, you lie down it. Mashma lo kana, it's mashma lo kana. Change it from Hagvah to Chazaka. Chazaka Chashuva Ba'inan. You have to do the step. You're saying, you have to do a Chazaka Chashuva, just lying down is not Chashuva, but making a bed and then lying down that bed on the Karka is a Chazaka Chashuva. Okay, we'll stop over here in the last line.